Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people! Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck!
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah. Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. Hope you have the greatest, most beautiful day in the history of the universe. You got dialed into the Truth Network. That's right. This is not NPR. This is BGR, baby. That's right. The Biscuits and Gravy Show. On KAKU 88.5, the voice of
Gravy.
I'm Chuck Sauce, he's Vince Fody, and we are Biscuits and Gravy. Nothing but cooking and comedy, watching stuff on TV, porn and conspiracies, Biscuits and Gravy.
Should I play the song?
Yeah, dog!
Cooking and comedy, watching stuff on TV, porn and conspiracies, Biscuits and Gravy.
Alright. We got a lovely show planned for you today, so buckle up, baby! Whether you're at home, at work, or crocheting in your bathtub, we appreciate you supporting live free speech, baby! Whether you got it dialed on in to 88.5, or watching us on channel 55, or 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com, we thank you for being a biscuiteer, a gravy gal, or a biscuit boy.
Is this Harry Potter goldfish?
Yeah, dog!
Where did this come from?
Christy was like, you know who's going to like Harry Potter goldfish? Shahane! We got comedian Shahane in the membrane today.
I would love to eat one of those goldfish.
It's butterbeer flavored goldfish.
Yeah.
And it's Harry Potter themed. So there's like a little butterbeer barrel, there's a goldfish, and there's a... Is that an owl?
Yeah.
That is an owl.
It's a real hoot, guys.
Wow, that's really cool.
My wife is... consistently more considerate than I am.
Ross, or where did this come from?
It might have been from a Dress for Less.
And yeah, Ross has like the random like Harry Potter.
But also, the question is why now?
Why now?
Because we're still a while out from the Harry Potter show.
I'm guessing it's actually years old. Is why
I looked
at
the expiration date. And
you're new to the expiration date game.
I am new to the game.
It says
6/25, right?
June of 25.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
So this is a recent product.
I mean, it's probably, you know.
I mean, like,
I appreciate
Harry
it.
Potter is a huge IP, and it's a guaranteed moneymaker, so it makes sense that people would still randomly be putting it in products. But it just seems weird. Like, this seems like something that you would see right before, like, a Harry Potter movie came out.
Or Christmas.
You know what, though? They still make Bamboozled, though. You ever play Bean Boozled, where it's like you don't know if it's going to be peach or sock jelly beans?
Oh, yeah. That's
a good one.
Have you been to Jelly Bean Factory? Is this too far away?
That's too far away.
You're too far away.
Can you hold it? Is it on?
The mic's on. Why don't you...
I'll just turn you up.
Why don't you use that mic stand over there?
That makes more sense.
While Shane's fixing his microphone, let's do a little housekeeping. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show, and we are... If you're listening to us on the radio, you're probably listening to us on 88.5 KAKU, the voice of Gravy. But you can also, if you're at home, flip on the old TV there and watch us on Channel 55. We're live on TV on Channel 55. You can also catch all of our past episodes commercial-free... Wherever you get your podcast, be it Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, or whatever, Stitcher, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808, and you'll be able to listen to all of our past episodes commercial-free.
And, of course, in your reading list and your favorites and set to your browser, it should be BiscuitWars.com.
Yeah, you can also go to BiscuitWars.com, but if you're on Spotify or wherever, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808, and feel free to like and subscribe. We should also talk about...
Well, we have a Patreon, baby.
We've got a Patreon. That's Biscuits and Gravy 808.
Really?
You can follow us on Instagram on Biscuits and Gravy 808. And if you want to send in questions for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo, you can send them to thebiscuitsandgravy@gmail.com or biscuitsandgravy808@gmail.com. We've got 2 active email addresses.
Who checks them? Chuck?
Chuck doesn't do anything.
I check them occasionally, but because I don't want to know the questions in advance.
That's why.
Because he's not a cheater.
Yeah.
Why does a mic stand like this exist?
For those of you listening,
it's
a 6-incher.
It's a micro.
Yeah. 6 inches.
This is like a Chuck-sized microphone.
Yeah.
This would be like if somebody was sitting at the desk and the desk came up to their shoulders, this would be a perfect microphone stand. But I
should
don't
bring
know
that
why.
To comedy and lay on my stomach and do comedy
for
that
this.
Would be fun. Yeah. Tony, do you want to shed a little light on why this exists?
Shine a light on me.
In case Peter Dinklage comes over and wants to do an interview.
Okay.
Wow.
So we're Tony also chose to go with the short person joke.
Wow, we're so accommodating to the station agent.
Okay.
Peter Dinklage is going to come and work the sugar train.
That would be pretty cool. Peter Dinklage is in a new Toxic Avenger movie.
Oh, they're remaking Toxic Avenger?
Is he a giant again?
I gotta save the moon or whatever.
Toxic Avenger is wild. We're going to finish today's episode off with a lovely segment we call Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
We got a couple comedy shows coming up. There's a new Parlay show. We talked about the Parlay show, and I wasn't able to get on that show. And then Rhonda asked me to be on this one.
Yes.
But it just so happens that it's tomorrow. And you and I will be out of the country for the show, unfortunately.
That's right. Repeat next week, baby, baby.
But that's tomorrow, March 20th. That's a Thursday. The last show pretty much like sold out. So Rhonda said,
and then some.
So Rhonda said, if you guys want to order pre-sale tickets before they sell out, you can hit her up on Instagram. Her Instagram is rhonda.handsome.
She's the white one, not the basketball
because
player.
Because she's a very handsome gal. So go to Rhonda's Instagram, and you can get your pre-sale tickets there. Also, March 29th, Sarah Silverman's going to be at the Mac.
Friend of the show, Sarah Silverman.
And I'm a huge Sarah Silverman fan. I'm bummed that I'm going to be out of town for that one. So if you can, get your tickets and go see Sarah Silverman. She's
I need
so
to
funny.
Do that. Yeah.
You
yeah.
should go.
Yeah.
You should go and tell
Although,
us how
shout
fun
out
it was.
To the Mac for having so uncomfortable seats. I hate the Mac. The seats are so uncomfortable.
And also for charging a venue fee when you buy
the venue
so
and you're a nonprofit, air quotes, losers.
I'd be like if you went to a grocery store and then you bought like a gallon of milk and then on the receipt they also charged you like a grocery store fee
and a refrigeration fee.
It's like, no, that's you're a grocery store. That's what you do. You don't get to charge an extra fee for that. That just comes with the territory.
No, they're a bunch of losers, Jamokes. They make up prices.
And also the Mac, during COVID, they closed their box office and you could only buy the tickets online.
Which doesn't make sense because their box office is outside. Their box office
and there's a glass wall between you and the
they
person.
They were set up for COVID in advance. Maybe I mean, questionably set up in advance.
I mean,
yeah.
Who was behind COVID? Who made that glass?
Aren't all box offices outside?
I don't know.
You don't usually have to walk into a building to go to the box office.
A box office sounds like a nickname for unless a sex worker.
Unless it's like, I guess like if it's a movie theater that's in a mall. But most movie theaters, you just walk up to the outside of the movie theater and buy the... Well, anyway, during COVID, they closed their box office. You could only buy tickets online. And then when you bought your tickets online, you had to pay a convenience fee. And it's like, no, the convenience is for you. You're saving money by not having to hire somebody to work the box office.
They also don't pay any of those people. They're all volunteers.
If I wasn't buying them online, you wouldn't be able to sell tickets to your events. The convenience is on your side. Where
it should
do you
be
get
an
up
inconvenience
charging me?
Fee.
Like, they should pay me
back, baby.
They should pay me an inconvenience fee because I can't walk over to the box office.
I have a computer and a cell phone to buy tickets. It's a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, the Mac. Well, anyway, go see Sarah Silverman there regardless.
Yeah.
At least they're not owned by Ticketmaster, thank God. That's the only...
Another fee?
The only possible thing that could make the Mac worse was if they were owned by Ticketmaster. Because that's how Ticketmaster... That's part of their scam. You know that, right? Where not only do they charge people exorbitant fees, but what they'll do is they'll buy the entire arena... And then they'll say, like, okay, we've got like a 100,000-person stadium, but... You can't play there unless you agree to sell your tickets through Ticketmaster. So all these bands that would normally be against Ticketmaster and against like them gouging their fans, they don't have any recourse because they're like, well, if I want to play in this city, I got to play at this like arena, and I can't play there unless I submit to Ticketmaster.
Which has four levels of fees.
It's ridiculous.
Also, and Master?
Congress,
come on, it's 2020. Yeah. Master?
Yeah, we should just...
We should
cancel Ticketmaster.
Master?
Come like, on! Obviously, our efforts to do anything to stop them would be futile because this is America and corporations run everything and control everything.
Well, they just have more... Corporations are people, except they're more special than people.
But maybe we could cancel them for being called Ticketmaster.
Master! Just saying.
Let's cancel Ticketmaster.
Just saying. We say primary bedroom now.
primary bedroom.
We don't say master bedroom.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Also, how was your St. Paddy's Day?
Uneventful.
I just want to wish a happy St. Paddy's Day and happy birthday to Gary Sinise as well. Friend of the show, as we know, Gary Sinise is a saint, and that's why his birthday is on St. Paddy's Day.
Is this the Sinise Valise?
This is a little mini Sinise Valise because we just want to give a shout out to him. We always observe Gary Sinise's birthday.
Friend of the show, Gary Sinise. And more importantly, the fact that Gary Sinise still does the Dan Van Band.
The Lieutenant Dan Jam Band Dan Van?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you become a saint?
You have to perform three miracles and then get canonized by the Catholic Church. Huh. And so Gary Sinise, one, he was in Forrest Gump.
That's miracle.
That was a miracle. Two, he saved a bunch of people with his Gary Sinise Foundation. He helps veterans get houses and stuff like that.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, the U.S. government doesn't take care of their veterans.
No, they deliberately ruin their lives so they become... Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
And then they, like, defunded the veterans.
Yes, as we all know, they're just taking too much of our money.
Well, we already they don't help our veterans.
Provided
but
transition
now
housing, and they're like, oh, transition, can't have that.
Did you see they also got rid of all the information about the Enola Gay because it was said gay?
Gay, yes.
Which is probably, like, this is like, we're living in like an Onion headline right now.
Well, they really are just turning us into Russia.
Like, if somebody told you a couple years ago that Trump was going to get in the office and then they were gonna remove all the information about the Enola Gay because it had the word gay in it.
And make sure that government websites aren't bilingual.
Yeah, and that they also don't talk about the Tuskegee Airmen anymore. Like,
they edited the Wikipedia page about Tuskegee, too. It's all happening, man.
They removed photos of Ira Hayes. He's one of the Native American that helped raise the flag at Iwo Jima.
Talk into the...
Yeah, aren't you a professional comedian?
Talk into the front of the mic.
Well, I'm used to having, like...
one of these?
Like, something that, like, captures it.
That one's like a shotgun mic. You gotta talk directly into
I'm gonna
the
put my chin on it.
There you go. Yeah, just pretend you're at a open mic and you're doing an hour-long set with me and Chuck.
Thank you.
So have we talked about St. Patrick getting...
Every year we do the same thing. Okay. We always go all over right, the same... We talk about right. the fact that St. Patrick was sexually molested by pirates.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know this. That's
those were
He's not even
cool.
Irish.
They were literally butt pirates.
Yep.
Most pirates are.
And, that's where the term meaty comes from.
We also talk about the fact that he didn't actually get rid of all the snakes, and that was just a metaphor for getting rid of all the pagans in Ireland and converting the land of Ireland into Catholicism.
Yes.
And then,
which also is another complete malarkey, because you know why Easter is a different time of the year every year? Easter is a different date?
Because it's a movable feast.
Because of the moon! Easter, like the...
What does it have to do with St. Paddy's Day?
At that, he got rid of the pagans, but the Roman Catholic Church still changes their holidays based on the moon, which is a pagan principle.
Oh, everything, all of the Christian holidays are all based on pagan stuff. That's not up for debate. That's something we already know. But another St. Patrick's Day tradition is I always get to make my joke about Shamrock Shakes.
Did they do the Shamrock Shake this year?
I didn't see a single ad.
I didn't see anything about Shamrock Shakes. I know they brought the Grimace Shamrock Shake back for a limited time as well. But my joke about the Shamrock Shakes is Shamrock Shakes are great if you don't want to drink alcohol, but you still want to throw up on St. Paddy's Day.
Nice. I didn't drink at all on St. Paddy's Day this year. I think that was the first time in like 20 years.
I had some JMO bottles, some little mini airplane bottles of Jameson.
Ooh.
And I celebrated that way. Oh, and I'm wearing a Bushmills shirt today.
You Protestant swill.
Quite a coincidence that I happen to be wearing this Bushmills shirt, but yeah, all my other shirts
are
packed
up. Well,
you're
breaking tradition. Shane and I are wearing the same clothes as we wore yesterday, and you're wearing a different shirt than you wore yesterday.
No, I'm not.
You wore this yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is tradition. Yay!
as a matter of fact, Shane sent us a picture that he took of us, and I'm wearing this shirt.
Oh, all
right. And you're about to catch a peanut in your mouth.
Yes. There's also a bug on the wall, so it looks like I'm about to eat the bug.
On St. Paddy's Day, I ate blue ice cream, and I pooped green.
That's cool.
Yeah, not even on purpose. And it's like the first green poop I've had in months.
Now, do you ever eat the blue corn chips? I get that problem.
It'll make you poop green?
Yeah, the most amount.
I guess, what is it about blue food coloring?
Blue and
I
yellow.
It turns green in our digestive process?
Yeah, so you're eating it and fat is yellow. When you have a very yellowy poop, it's a very fatty poop. So
or
blue,
is it when it mixes with your pee
and
in
yellow
the toilet?
Is green. No.
No, this is definitely green poop.
No, because like when you have the blue toilet bowl water and then you pee in it, if your pee is really yellow, it turns the water green. Which is a fun science experiment that I used to do when I was like 6 years old. Chuck, since you and I are getting ready to go on vacation, we're going to be taking a very long plane ride. And when you live in Hawaii, when you live in Maui, you're used to the fact that anytime you want to go anywhere, you pretty much have to get on a plane, right? And if you want to go to the mainland, certainly it's like a 5-6 hour flight to the mainland. So people who live in Hawaii get very used to taking long plane rides and entertaining ourselves on planes. And so I would like to take this opportunity to talk about what kind of stuff you like to do. What's your setup for self-entertainment when you're on a plane?
I raw dog. I just sit
me?
There.
Yeah,
no, I, no, I don't. No, dude, you don't do that.
I do.
No, you're like,
that's
you're
crazy.
Like Putty from Seinfeld.
I pop 3 Benadryls. And I put my hands in my armpits, and I just doze.
You just stare into the middle distance?
And then I usually get super angry because the moment I fall asleep, my wife is like, do you need anything? And I'm like, how dare you be considerate of me and interrupt my sleep?
I do all of my reading on planes. Like every book I've read this last year was read on a plane.
Reading how?
Like I'll bring a book.
Oh, an actual book?
I bring an actual paper
book. So you're
book.
Not doing like a Kindle or a tablet or anything?
I don't like to read on Kindles
and
tablets.
I don't like Kindles at all anyway.
Like I look at screens so much that like when I'm on a plane, that's kind of my rule. I'm going to read a real book and eat my Jersey Mike's and make people.
You got to get Jersey Mike's on the plane.
You have to. It's a game changer.
I always get Burger King.
Burger King in airports?
It's always for some reason, me getting Burger King at the airport is always good luck. For it's like that's like my good luck charm, getting Burger King at the airport, especially LAX, because it seems like every time I get Burger King at the airport, the seat next to me always ends up being open. And
probably like I saw that guy eat a bunch of Burger King.
That guy is covered in grease. Look, his bag is barely holding it together.
You know what? My complaint, I had Burger King in the Oahu airport, not greasy enough. It was like the least greasy, driest hamburger I've ever had.
Also, it's like $18 for just a Whopper.
Yeah.
Not even the meal.
Wow, that price is a Whopper. They love that joke.
I go to the it's like a golf place in the Oahu airport because they got $18 burgers and fries, and it's pretty good.
Mini putt and airport? That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Why don't they do that? They need more stuff in airports.
Yeah, like go-karts?
They have the fake little green area that has like a fake fire hydrant because that's people who have their service dogs in the airport.
Wait, that's not for me.
There's a place for them to take their little service dogs too. So it would be cool if we could convert that also into like a putt-putt as
yeah.
well. It's like we already got AstroTurf in the airport.
You're like, I'm gonna putt between those two dog turds into that hole.
You know how they have frisbee golf and it's like you walk around? I want like putt-putt golf in between terminals, like play as you go, you know?
Yeah,
I want that.
Or like rent a go-kart for $5. You can drive like in a lane to the other side of the airport
and just chase Chuck down like get out of here. Shane, what are you reading? What do you like to read?
What you like reading for?
Novels? Do you like nonfiction? Are you reading graphic novels?
Are you reading The Hobbit?
So the current book next to my bedstand is the Norm MacDonald. It's not an autobiography.
It's made up. It's so yeah. funny.
It's a fictionalized autobiography.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you reading that? Did I recommend it to you?
I found it when I was moving.
I'm
like 3 pages in.
It's one of the best books I've ever read.
Is it?
It's phenomenal because it's... Like, it's obviously very jokey, and a lot of the stuff in there is kind of, like, based on stories from his, but most of it is fictionalized. However, Norm MacDonald is a prolific writer. It's, when you read it, it's like reading, like, a Russian novelist. Like, the level of writing that he does is so high.
You're equating him to Dostoevsky.
Dostoevsky, yes.
Nice.
And he's actually a big fan of Russian literature as well, Norm MacDonald. And it shows in his writing, and it's phenomenal. And
I rewatched,
most of it is just him making fun of his friend Adam Egit also.
Nice. I respect that.
His name is Egot?
Adam Egit. That's the guy who was he was like the co-host on the Norm MacDonald live show
on
YouTube. And he also like runs like the Comedy Cellar or something like that.
You know what's weird about that is I just found out about that show like 2 weeks ago. My buddy told me about it, and I know. And then I found this book. Wow. It's almost like Norm's trying to talk to me from the other side,
from beyond the grave.
He's so like, promote me on
that show. Norm Macdonald Live was. I love that show. I used to watch it all the time on YouTube. And then Netflix came out with a Norm Macdonald show, which was almost the exact same show. And then when that show came out on Netflix, I guess they must have like bought the rights to the YouTube show because it all disappeared from YouTube. But
I believe it's back then.
I'm very happy to hear that it's back now because I for a long time like the show was not available on YouTube because I guess Netflix was trying to drive more traffic to their Norm Macdonald show. But if you guys haven't seen Norm Macdonald Live, he does some of the best interviews with comedians, and he interviews Larry King, and his interview with Larry King is fantastic. He's a great interviewer.
Mm-hmm. So funny. I rewatched Dirty Work this week. That movie still holds up.
Dirty Work.
Yeah.
Dirty Work is funny.
It's him and Artie Lang.
Who would have thought that Artie Lang would outlive Norm Macdonald?
Dude, his nose is like completely gone.
It looks like a
camel's flap.
Did you guys ever see the Bill Burr versus Bill Maher video?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh. That it's sounds so
really,
good.
That sounds really so good. So good.
He's been in the news a lot for interviews lately, Bill Burr.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Bill Maher has also released. Bill Burr's been talking a lot of smack about Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So you have like a physical book on the plane?
I do.
That's
And I'll, I also do most of my physical writing of comedy. I never write out full jokes unless I'm on a plane.
I love writing in airports.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually have a notebook with me. I always bring books and stuff with me on vacation, but then I end up just like playing games on my phone, listening to podcasts. One of my favorite things to do is like put on a podcast, but then also like play a game on my phone or play Nintendo Switch while I'm listening to the podcast.
You guys are crazy. I just sleep the whole time.
You're sleeping the entire time.
I sleep a good chunk.
Because we're gonna be on a plane for like 20 hours.
Perfect time to sleep. So you
just gonna sleep for 20 hours.
You can't sleep for 20 hours. So what are you doing the rest of the time?
I challenge you to watch me how much I sleep.
With medication, Chuck can do anything.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. I don't sleep enough as you know. I don't lay on beds 18 hours a week.
No.
So it's challenging.
The last time I flew to Europe, it was a super long. It was like from Calgary to Germany, and they gave me a beer. I flew on Air Canada, and then I was like, hey, how much is it for another beer? And she's like, it's unlimited beers. So I switched seats with the guy next to me, so I had the aisle seat, and nice. I drank beers all night long.
You know what, though? I was getting pretty boozed.
And watched Always Sunny.
Their flights, and it was unlimited wine, and they're like, hey, just so you know, You've had the equivalent of 3 bottles of wine. I'm like, no, I haven't.
You're like get out of my bedroom.
Yes. You know, when you're at a higher elevation, you get drunk twice as fast. I'm like, that's a you problem.
Did you not select an aisle seat beforehand? Because I feel like since you're taller, like I know, like I'm not as tall as you, but I still like to sit in the aisle so I can like stretch my legs out.
I do aisle or window. Normally on long flights, I like a window so I can lean against something.
Okay.
And then if I'm in the aisle, they hit my leg with the cart
consistently. Yeah.
And they're not nice. No one's nice about it.
Yeah. Like
it's my problem.
I'll have my elbow like on the armrest and they'll come behind you and hit your elbow. And it's like, okay, like I know you're coming through, but you can at least just be like, hey, behind.
It's
just common courtesy. Just be like, hey, like I'm coming behind you. Like they tell you that the cart's coming, but just because the cart's coming, it doesn't mean like for the next 30, 45 minutes, I'm going to sit with like my arms tucked
in. You're telling me that if you were a stewardess, you wouldn't live for hitting people like you in the arms and elbows?
How would they like it if you hit them with a cart?
It's not the 70s anymore.
Yeah, how do you like this in the back of the plane? So you can't fly anymore.
I recently bought this sleep mask. So it's a headband. It looks like something you would wear like when you go jogging, like a wide headband. But
I'm very unfamiliar with this concept.
But it's got headphones in it.
Okay.
I bought it because I'm a side sleeper and I like to have my headphones in when I go to sleep. But because I'm a side sleeper, I can't sleep on the pillow with my earbud in because it like jams into my ear. But so I bought this like sleep mask that has Bluetooth speakers in it, so I can lay on my side and listen to like podcasts and music and stuff as I'm falling asleep.
That's super cool.
But then it also has the added benefit of I can pull it down over my eyes, and it's like a sleep mask as well.
Yeah, dog.
And so like I'm just gonna be on the plane in like this sensory cocoon.
Do you use neck pillows when you travel?
I used to bring neck pillows with me because everybody who lives in Hawaii has like four neck pillows because you're like,
it's not enough. You gotta bump those numbers up, baby. They get hot, dude. They get so hot.
They're so cumbersome too. Like,
do they take up? I have to have a butt pillow too because I have fat everywhere on my body except for my butt.
A butt pillow, I should start. That would make a big difference, huh?
Yeah. Plus, it like
Chuck's back like is a, like a popsicle stick.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. They don't make chairs for me. My feet don't touch the floor on most airplanes. It's so annoying.
How close are you guys seated to each other?
After about 10 hours on a flight, Chuck starts to get really greasy.
I'm sliding out of my seatbelt. It's no good. Does your earwax ever smell like cheese?
Chuck gets like a
funk. I don't smell it.
Oh, well, you're missing out.
Chuck is constantly picking his ears and looking at it and smelling it.
I've seen that, actually, many times.
You guys are missing out.
He's doing it on live TV right now, guys. Turn on channel 55. You can see that. I also downloaded recently. I downloaded this card game called Balatro. Do you guys know about Balatro?
Never heard of it.
Balatro.
Is it like Mahjong?
Let me tell you about Balatro. It's a new card game. It's a roguelike deck-building card game that is... It's sweeping the nation right now.
Is it like 52 cards?
I had heard about it recently, and I was thinking about trying it out. And it recently won. I think it won like Mobile Game of the Year. Like it's
Motile Game of the Year.
And it's a super hot card game right now. So I downloaded it recently, and I started playing it, and I'm super hooked on it. It's like the perfect time for me to get into this game because now I can just play it for 15 hours straight on.
Is it by yourself?
Is it like ace hearts, like that deck?
It's a regular deck, but as you're playing, you're basically using poker hands to score points. But as you go along, after each round, you can get different cards that give you bonuses, and you can upgrade your cards and get different multipliers and everything. It's super fun. So if you guys are into card games, check out Balatro. It's actually like super popular card game right now. It's one of the best like new card games that's come out in a long time.
Now, you
time.
Ever play the games that's on the plane where you can play with other people on the plane?
Yeah, I don't like interacting with other people.
No, you don't. You don't even like interacting with me.
I like, even when I'm playing games online, I don't like playing games like on servers where I'm playing with other people. I'd rather just play by myself.
As you get older, you realize it's a lot better to play by yourself.
Yeah. Also, because a lot of times, like, if I'm playing, like, Call of Duty, I'm just camping the whole time and then getting sniped by 12-year-olds. And it's like, I'd rather just not play Call of Duty anymore.
Now,
and Fortnite,
you, are you going to download?
When Fortnite first came out, I was playing Fortnite, and then I was, like, the worst person on the server all the time. I'm like, I'm just not going to play Fortnite anymore.
Games. That's like Kalama Park for me with basketball. It's like, you're the special. They cheer when I score. The other team, they're like, good job.
You can do it, buddy.
That's so brave.
Look at him against all odds.
That's like the one time Chuck was doing comedy, and after he got done, some girl came up to him and was like, that was really brave. So
I was watching you the whole time, and I gotta say, you're brave. I'm like, all right, this is the worst.
So I love playing games on my phone. I love TV and movies and stuff on my phone. There he did. He just picked it.
I so bad.
And not even like out of humor. That was
no. I had to do it.
I love playing. I love watching movies and TV shows on my phone on a plane ride, and because it's a good time where you can catch up on some stuff. HBO allows you to download stuff to watch it on your app offline, and I think Netflix allows you to do that.
And Hulu and Apple TV.
Does Hulu do it also?
Yep. Why your phone? It's a small screen.
I know.
They're getting rid of TVs in the back of the planes. What's happening?
Why is that happening?
Because they're a bunch of jerks.
I do agree that I would rather have something. Like, sometimes if I'm going on trips, I'll take my laptop. And my laptop is larger than an average laptop. So it's actually super good. But it's a little bit on, like, cumbersome too. It's a little bit bulky.
I'm sorry, is cumbersome the word of the day? Is a pterodactyl gonna pop out of the ceiling?
Yeah, and today's show is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Pack Mules. Get unencumbered with Benedict Cumberbatch's Pack Mules.
There's a similar to Buckeyes in the Northeast area, there's a place called Cumberland Farms, and yeah. Their nickname is Cumbies.
And then there's the Cumberland Gap as well, which is like a big...
It's down like, to the Cumberland Gap, Johnson City, Tennessee, and I got... Come on.
Isn't that part of Gap on Island? No.
No, in Kauai, there's the... That we went to.
The Kaupo Gap. The Kaupo Gap is here. Oh, yeah. And then there's the other Gap. You know what really puts me to sleep when I'm on an airplane?
Oh, were you talking about the store? About the store? There's not a Gap on Island. There's an Old Navy.
There is a Gap.
Have you been to the mall lately?
Yeah.
King K Mall is like empty.
They want to turn it into housing.
I want to live in the Verizon store.
I want to live in Sears.
I got locked into Sears once. Did I tell you about that?
Wouldn't it be cool if you lived in a house that had an escalator in it?
I mean,
that would
be cool.
It'd be cool
at
first. Like, come upstairs. And it's like, okay, I'll be right there. And then you hop on the escalator.
I see you. I'm coming.
How cool would that be?
Pretty rad.
It would also be cool if I had a house that had a fireman's pole in it so I could like go from the top floor down to the bottom floor. I've always wanted to have a house so I could put a fire pole
in there. And then maybe we could fight ghosts, too.
But it sucked to live in Lids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, that's probably all I could afford. You know how Maui rentals are.
Yeah. Or the movie theater, you'd have roommates. Everyone gets a different, like, theater.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
You know, the movie theater was getting close to going out of business, where its number one moneymaker was churches were using the movie theater.
Yeah, that was during COVID.
And post-COVID, churches were using it.
I went to the Maui Theater, and they didn't have popcorn, and their slushy machine wasn't on. I was like,
in Kihei?
Maui Mall.
The Maui Mall. Didn't they go out of business, though?
No, you're thinking of
Queen K is out of business. Yeah, Maui Mall.
The one behind
Whole Foods. The one in Queen K went out of business. Yeah.
Wait, the
Maui Mall movie theater didn't have popcorn?
Yeah, and like I was on a date.
That's like the whole thing.
Yeah, and I was like, that's how you guys make your money.
Yeah, and that's also,
I want popcorn.
I learned from playing Stardew Valley that's how you raise friendship levels with people is by buying them snacks at the movie theater, especially popcorn.
The things you learn.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the nuts and the bolts of the show.
Okay, today's show is brought to us by Katie Couric's Lady Corks. Got a heavy flow, put a cork in it. That's gross. Who came up with that?
Do you guys have an Andy Samberg one?
Corky's going to be super mad. No,
I don't think we do. Today's show is underwritten in part by Matt Damon's Exorcisms. Hey, Vince, need to get out the demons?
Get out the demons!
It's also brought to you by John Hamm's Pork Products. If it's not ham, it's pork. It's not pork. Shoots.
You want to do another take?
Yeah. Today is also brought to you by John Hamm's Pork Products. If it's not ham, it's not pork.
And also by Maggie Gyllenhaal's bras. Don't be a saggy Gyllenhaal. Speaking of don't be a saggy Gyllenhaal, why don't we do a little Morningwood?
Ooh, yeah. That's the sultry sounds of Nelson Wrangle.
And this week's Morningwood is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Cucumbers. There's no cucumber match for a Cumberbatch. And also by...
Paul Rudd's Rudders. Don't be clueless about your rudders.
And also by David Spade's Spades. Let Joe Dirt help you with yo dirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for tuning in to the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KAKU 88.5, the voice of Maui.
The voice of gravy.
Today, we have comedian extraordinaire Shahane.
Hello.
Did we introduce you?
My co-host, my co-something, Vince Foti, and yes. I'm Chuck Sauce. Guys, if you want to support
the Biscuits and Gravy Show,
local comedy, there's a wonderful show at Parlay this week. Check out our dear friends at Rhonda.handsome on the Instagrams.
It is handsome, like a handsome person.
Mm. And Rhonda without an H.
No H in Rhonda. It's Rhonda Handsome.
Yes.
Get those pre-sale
tickets. Or check out her website at QWRXX97. You know what? It's so complicated. Go to Parlay in Wailuku. It's so good.
This week for Morningwood, do you guys know about the Bop House?
Bop House?
Yeah.
I like the sound of it.
Well, so the last couple weeks we've also talked about Sophie Rain. Do you know who Sophie Rain is? Mm.
Sophie Rain.
Recap.
You don't know who Sophie Rain is?
Maybe if I saw her face.
or other parts of her.
If you saw her boobs, you'd recognize her.
Oh, Sophie.
Just While I'm talking about this, Google Sophie Rain real quick. Sophie Rain is one of the highest grossing OnlyFans stars. She's also
nothing gross
she's
about it.
She's also a very influential content creator. She has millions of followers. This year on OnlyFans, she made almost $50 million on OnlyFans.
Whoa!
How? Who's buying that?
I mean, that's
rich, horny dudes.
That'd be like everyone in America.
Oh, so she's like having sex with these people.
No, she's not particularly having sex with them, but she,
50 million
people on Instagram girls, a lot of time they make their money the same way gambling sites do, and the same way that like video mobile games with microtransactions make their money, where they're getting a little bit of money from a lot of different people, but then most of their money is coming from like the whales. Like she might have like a $5 subscription from a bunch of people, but then there's like some horny rich dude out there that's giving her like 50 grand.
No, not only rich people. Some people are just crippling their money.
Yeah. Those dudes, they're giving her 50 grand, then they're like flying her to L.A.
Probably. And in which case she's probably having sex with them, but we don't know that for sure. But she's 20 years old, and she made $50 million this year on OnlyFans, and then
better put that in a Roth IRA, baby.
This chick is very smart. She's a very smart entrepreneur, because then what she decided to do was her and a couple of her OnlyFans and content creator friends started a house called the Bop House, B-O-P, Bop. Bop is like a Gen Z term for girls that are very loose, like they bop around from guy to guy.
That doesn't sound like that sounds like a 50s term.
Well, everything's cyclical. Even slang. And
kids be bopping.
Yeah, and so
call me the big bopper.
The name of their house is the Bop House, and it's pretty much it's like they're calling it the Gen Z Playboy Mansion, because it's
is that the one that has a castle with the
it's in Fort Lauderdale, and it's just a bunch of like hot Instagram and OnlyFans models. And they live in a house together, and they're just doing a bunch of like TikTok videos and content creation, and also using that to generate money from OnlyFans and everything. And all these girls are making tons of money, so it's a very, very cool idea that they came up with. And you know, you gotta applaud Sophie Rain. Not only is she super hot, but
we need a biscuit house.
They have to have a bouncy castle in the Bop House, right?
You would hope so.
Yeah, I would hope all floors would be bouncy.
And now girls and, on bouncy and, castles.
Yeah, it's all the floors are made of trampoline. And maybe they have those sock'em boppers. Remember those?
Sock'em boppers.
They're like these big inflatable like punching bag fist things.
And they can punch their punching bags, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't explain it.
Man, could you imagine being like a super hot 20-year-old girl right now?
Yeah.
The world would be your oyster. They've got the world by the short and curlies right now.
But you got to act quick, because then you become...
Before you hit the wall.
You're not a 20... Yeah, from the windows to the wall. You're not a 20-year-old hot girl
forever.
All
of a sudden, you're 23 and washed up.
Yeah. The whole world's behind you.
Speaking of from the windows to the wall, today's show is brought to us by Little John's Maid Service. They'll clean everything.
From the windows to the wall.
What's the chance of that?
And also by Selma Hayek's Kayaks. Paddle from dusk till dawn for when you need to cross a river.
Oh, lordy.
You guys want to do a little gluttony club?
I would love to do some gluttony club. I feel very glutinous today.
As do I.
Mm.
You doctors have been telling us to drink 8 glasses of gravy a day.
So this week for gluttony club, I want to talk about... I made a couple things recently for the first time. I made a Spam Wellington.
Ooh, Spam Wellington.
This was something that we had been talking about doing, and I had some puff pastry.
Was it pink in the middle?
It was pink in the middle. It actually looks like a perfectly cooked beef Wellington.
Whoa.
But I had some puff pastry left over from when I made my beef Wellington around the holiday time. And I was like, what can I do with this puff pastry? And there was sort of like this meme thing going around where people were making Spam Wellingtons. Mm-hmm. So I made a little mushroom duck cell. And you don't even need to use the prosciutto, because Spam is already like salty and porky. So
yes, for sure.
Yeah. So
for sure.
I made a little Spam Wellington, and I got to say, it came out pretty good.
Now, did you use regular Spam?
I didn't use the gochujang Spam. I used regular Spam, and then I just made a nice little gravy, and Diana and I enjoyed that. And the best thing is, you don't have to worry about the temperature of the stuff on the inside, because the Spam's already pre-cooked.
But was it the size of just like a normal
I just took one chunk of Spam and then wrapped it in the mushroom duxelle and the puff pastry and cooked it for like 35 minutes until golden brown, and boom, you're ready to go. So it's like a an easy mode Wellington.
And delicious.
What was the name of the restaurant that we went to on the west side?
Pacifico.
Pacifico. Are they still open?
Did they ever
reopen after the...
No, they're the most amount burnt to the ground.
They had a Mahi Wellington.
Whoa.
And that was a really great thing to do. So, guys, expand your Wellington horizons. But also, on your advice, Chuck, I did something where...
People always take my advice, and it always works in their favor.
I recently decided to try making a pasta salad, but instead of using regular pasta, I used the tortellini.
From Costco, yeah!
Tortellini.
It's so good cold!
I gotta say, it was fantastic. I love the texture of the tortellini. The cheese in there wasn't as sharp and as salty as the feta cheese that I usually put in there. Mm-hmm. So I gotta say, if I was going to do it again, I would probably still add the feta cheese, even though the tortellini already has cheese in it.
Feta mo better.
But if for that particular type of pasta salad I was making, I think the feta would be good in there. But if you guys are making pasta salad at home, try using a tortellini.
Can you guys taste the difference between goat feta cheese and cow's milk feta cheese? I don't think I can.
I would assume side by side.
The texture is different.
Is it?
Yeah. The goat's milk feta cheese is a little creamier, whereas the cow's milk feta is a little, or the sheep's milk is a little more crumblier.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, so I can definitely taste the difference. And then, speaking of the gochujang Spam, I have been wanting to try this Korean burger that I like. One day I was laying in bed and I was like, I want to make a Korean burger.
Okay, let's all imagine it.
I'm laying in bed. I'm thinking about burgers that I want to cook.
Is Miley with you in bed?
She's laying in bed next to me.
She's also thinking about burgers.
We both have independent thought bubbles, but
and they're it's like neon pink, cloudy around your thought.
Korean
bubbles.
Burgers.
Yeah, and so the Korean burger, I haven't made it yet, but I made a bunch of homemade kimchi, because the Korean burger is going to be gochujang aioli on the bun.
Okay.
The burger, and then fried gochujang Spam slices on
Love
the
it.
Burger, and then top it off with homemade kimchi.
Mm. Wow.
And so...
Are you going to use any cheese with it?
I was thinking about using a regular American cheese, but I was also thinking about doing something that's a little creamier, like a Gouda or a Munster.
My hot take, if you ever do a Korean burger,
one of my chefs at work said like a Gruyere cheese maybe. Whoa. As well, which Gruyere is a little, even though I love Gruyere cheese, sometimes it can be a little too rich. So I was thinking about doing like a Gouda.
But you got the kimchi.
A Gouda or a Munster. And the kimchi that I made, I've been fermenting it at my house for like 5-6 days now. It is so good. It's ready to go. And then I'm going to pop it in the fridge so that when we come back from Italy, it'll be ready to go.
Ooh.
So when I come back from vacation, I'll tell you all about how the kimchi burger came out. But something I did want to talk about was, Shane, last night you gave me two different ice creams that I had never tried before. Do you want to talk about those?
Shane talked to us about two different ice creams.
The cookie fudge ice cream from Costco, the blue Cookie Monster.
So
unbelievable.
Is it actually Cookie Monster? Like, is it Cookie Monster on the box?
Yeah, it's Cookie Monster on the box.
Okay.
And the ice cream is blue.
Fat cats at PBS, always squeezing us for money.
It's got cookie dough chunks throughout it.
Ooh. Yeah.
And the fudge
the ice cream is blue itself. And
that's what made my poop green.
The ice cream is so... The ice cream itself is like very fudgy.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is amazing. Like, the ice cream is good.
In ice cream, always a win. And then...
Like, all of the ice cream has the consistency almost of cookie dough. It's almost like ice cream consistency cookie dough. It was blue, so it was pretty awesome.
What was the second ice cream?
We've talked about on the show before how one of my favorite ice cream treats is... candy bar version of ice creams.
Love it.
Snickers ice cream bar.
Snickers and Twix ice cream bars are so good.
I love the Snickers. I love the Twix. And then Shane gave me one that I had never had before. It's a Baby Ruth ice cream.
It had nougat flavored ice cream, which is phenomenal. The ice cream itself is nougat flavored.
Right. And it's weird because I never really thought about this before. What is the difference between a Snickers and a Babe Ruth or a Baby Ruth? And they're pretty much the same exact thing.
Yeah. They are very similar.
Because I was like, I was trying to think. I was like, well, I was like, what is the difference between the two of them? And then it turns out that Baby Ruth is made by a different company. I think it's owned by Nestle now, and they're basically the same candy bar, but they're just made by different companies.
Huh. Caramel, whereas nuts, and nougat.
Milky Way has regular nougat, but I think Baby Ruth has chocolate flavored nougat.
It tastes more like Musketeers nougat.
So it's the difference is subtle.
Musketeers, but now not so much.
I used to love Baby Ruth when I was in high school. They had Baby Ruths were like the cheapest candy bar at the school store, and so I would eat like a Baby Ruth every day.
I had a Lava Reese's Pieces lately.
Oh, how are those? I've been seeing commercials.
Like,
for
it's
those.
Hot?
No, they're just there's extra.
It's like a lava cake
in it, and it's
there. Oh, some, yeah.
And the best part is, Christy bought a lot of them, and she doesn't like them for some reason, and so I'm reaping in all the benefits.
We've talked a lot on the show about favorite ice cream flavors, but. I would also like to know, what are your favorite ice cream treats? What are your favorite?
If I'm going to go cheap brand of ice cream, I like my double chocolate brownie fudge by like Dreyer's perhaps. But really for me, I got to go to that little place in Waterbury, Vermont.
Chuck?
Yes?
I just said we're not talking about favorite ice cream flavors. We're talking about ice cream related treats.
What do you mean by that?
Well, so ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
Like the ice cream Snickers bars.
Sundays count?
Well, what about Dixie cups? Do you guys like Dixie cups?
Not huge on Dixie cups. And tell me,
really?
If this counts. The
Dixie cups are very cheap too. You get them like a bag of like a dozen of them for like.
What are the ones
bucks?
That are like a bunch of BBs that are all flavored?
Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots are really good.
Dippin' Dots and Event are fire.
What do you guys think about drumsticks? The ice cream cones.
Love drumsticks, especially the bottom part.
Yeah,
where they have the extra chocolate.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah,
that's the best part.
Diana loves drumsticks, so sometimes I'll get her like when I'm in the doghouse, get her some drumsticks, and then it's all good.
How do you guys feel about fudgicles?
And then she doesn't eat them, and then I end up eating them anyway.
I got these for you.
I do like fudgicles, but I haven't had fudgicles in a long time.
I like,
but
them a
I do.
Lot.
I also like the orange creamsicle popsicles. Do you like popsicles? I was never a big popsicle guy.
I don't do popsicles.
What about Otter Pops?
Yeah, you know.
You don't like the Otter Pops?
What about the Flintstone Push Pop?
The Push Pops are good because they're like creamy.
Those were
fire.
They're
like somewhere in between.
I haven't seen those in a decade.
Cream and, yeah, those were awesome.
Well, there's not a lot of ice cream trucks anymore.
Yeah.
I also like the Ben and Jerry's core ice creams, where like the whole core is something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts.
I had
like
one called
cheesecake.
That's My Jam Core, and it was like strawberry jam in the middle.
Jam Core sounds like a weird concert.
Yeah. Jam Core.
It sounds like. It sounds like they're opening up for the Disco Biscuits.
I like to do this thing where you make regular chocolate chip cookies, but you take a muffin tin out and you flip it upside down, and you put your cookie dough over like the inverted, and you make ice cream bowls out of cookie dough.
And then what are there's the chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwiches. There's a local company, I think it's called It's.
Never heard of them.
I don't know if they're local, but they're very popular around here. It's like a little ice cream chocolate chip cookie sandwiches.
I like Gurry Gurry, but especially when you get out of getting wasted at the playground. Not the playground. The playground. There's that...
Ice cream vending machine.
Ice cream vending machine, dude. $8 ice cream sandwiches.
I will pound those. If I'm not wasted leaving.
I remember you driving me home once and I'm hiccuping and eating one.
But what about the old school ice cream sandwiches? Do you like the ice cream sandwiches?
I like the super simple vanilla with like the chocolate that no matter what you do ruins everything around you.
Like, how is it? It always sticks to your fingers.
It sticks so hard. I woke up and I had it all over my face the other day.
Best case scenario.
When I was younger, you used to be able to get those for like a quarter or 50 cents. There was a store nearby me that had a great deal on them. So I would just like stock up and get like 8 of them and just pound them. They're so good.
It's funny. That's how old you are. When I was a kid, they were a quarter.
They were a quarter.
There's a lot of things that were a quarter.
And now they're $8.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a Taco Supreme from Taco Bell the other day. It was $3.50. For just the second cheapest taco.
And then they put the sour cream on just like one corner. I'm like,
it's never the right corner.
Yeah. Let's do just put a little effort in.
My tomatoes were frozen. I was like, what's going on here?
This isn't worth $3.50.
There's a convenience fee? What?
This is inconvenient.
It's a taco fee. It's like, no, you're already a taco. You can't add another taco fee on top of it.
You want me to make a taco? There's a taco fee.
All right. Any other frozen ice cream treats?
I have an important announcement. Yeah. At Jersey Mike's right now, if you make a $5 donation, you get a card for a free regular size sub. So for $5, you can get a regular sub.
Love it. I'm going today.
Interesting.
And eating that sandwich in 12 hours. Client inner continental.
You know what? Always a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
I love when I go to the mainland, if we go to Vegas or California, I'll get a whole bunch of like In-N-Out double animal styles and then bring them back on the plane with me and eat them like 12 hours later. Still good.
Aren't you going to Five Guys when you go to Rome?
So I was looking up the train station that we're going to be going to in Rome, and the first thing I saw in the train station is they have a Five Guys there. So I was like, look, Diana, when we go to Rome, we can go to Five Guys.
She's like, cool. Do you have time to see the Pope? No.
It's like, what did you do? We went to Cinque Ragazzi. What's that? It's Five Guys. So as much as I am looking forward to eating a lot of great Italian food, I might just have to go to Five Guys in Rome.
I mean,
I'm interested in seeing.
It's tough to get a good burger outside of the U.S., and at least they got a Five Guys in Rome.
Well, also, like, it's always fun when you go on vacation, just as a point of interest, to go see what their local fast food looks like. You know,
remember
especially
in Barcelona.
I remember, yeah, they had
stuffed Doritos burger
at the Burger King in Barcelona. Which
so
was
not
wild.
Only was the burger dusted in Dorito powder, but they had a Dorito stuffed with cheese on top of the patty.
And then
that's awesome.
In Japan, they have the Mega Mac, which is two patties on top and two patties on bottom. And they also had the Samurai Mac.
Did you have a Mega Mac?
Of course.
Oh, that's
so cool.
I get
it every
time
I go to Japan. And then they also had the Samurai Mac, which is really good. I'm a big fan of the Samurai Mac. And
what's the Samurai Mac?
Samurai Mac has like this.
It comes with a sword hidden inside.
It's like a quarter pounder with cheese, but it's got like this. It's like got like this savory umami soy sauce that is slathered in, which is really good. And if you go to Germany, the McRib is always on the menu at the McDonald's in Germany. So someday I'm going to make a patronage to go to Germany and get my McRib. And I remember when I came to Hawaii on vacation for the very first time, I went to the McDonald's. I was like, they have like spam, egg, and rice on the breakfast menu at Hawaii McDonald's. It was such a cool, novel thing to me. It really blew me away. So I'm interested in seeing what they have on different menus, different fast food menus in various parts of Italy.
Fried tortellini on top of burgers.
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Just a burger with a bunch of tortellini on top.
Yeah.
Or like a pizza burger. We'll see what they have in Rome, and then we'll report back in 2 weeks.
Do you guys say ciao a lot when you're there? Are you going to be saying ciao all the time?
I'm a big fan of just saying complete nonsense that sounds like whatever language we're supposed to be in. And that tends to not work out for me, but I love it. It's the tension. The tension you get, you know?
All right. We gotta
do a show.
Let's do a couple things for spoiler alert. Shane, how far into Rick and Morty have you gotten?
I'm done with season 3.
Okay. And what was your outside opinion before you started watching Rick and Morty? What did you think it was gonna be like?
Because
Rick and Morty fans sort of have a bad connotation for being corny, but you can't judge a show by the worst of its fan base.
I'd always see Rick and Morty, and I'd see Rick like drinking alcohol and burping and like drool on him. I'd be like, this looks like a gross show, and it doesn't bother me at all. Once like after episode one, I was in.
Yeah,
I would be surprised that you would be grossed out by gross things, considering you and I are good friends.
Said Chuck from the other side of the table.
But after watching 3 seasons of it, you enjoying it so far?
I'm enjoying it a lot. And one of the things we talked about yesterday, just real briefly, is I love how there's like not throwaway jokes where like a character comes in and then they're a part of everything later on.
Yeah,
they come back.
Something might start out as a throwaway joke, but then like 3 seasons later, it's like, oh nope, they actually wrote that in as a storyline.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen the movie Flow, it was it won the Oscar for Best Animated Movie this year. I watched that. It's about a cat that becomes friends with a capybara and a couple other animals. That was really fun. I watched War of the Rohirrim, which is available on HBO right now. So if you like Brian Cox, go check that out. The Pit is on HBO, Severance season 2, Invincible season 3 just wrapped up, and also Daredevil, the new season of the new Daredevil show is out, and Solo Leveling season 2 is almost done, so go check those out. And now it's time for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo, which is when Chuck tries to prove he's the smartest buffalo in the room.
Buffalo.
Our first question for Chuck Stuff Knowledge Buffalo comes from Matthew in Valdosta, Georgia. Matthew wants to know, Nicolae Ceaușescu was the dictator of what Eastern European country? Nicolae Ceaușescu.
Yugoslavia?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Serbia.
Wrong.
No, it was Romania.
Ah.
Oh.
Our second question comes from, actually, him and his wife were hung and executed on Christmas Day.
They were hung?
Yeah.
We can only hope.
His wife had a badonkadonk, from what I've heard. Our second question comes from Troy in Indianapolis, Indiana. They wants to know, what is another name for a crayfish?
Crawfish.
Crawfish, right. Yeah. Or...
I was going to say crawfish, too.
Crawdad, also. You can call him a crawdad, crawdaddy, crawfish. All.
What about crawmama?
Crawmama. and our third question is always a sports question, because as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof. Kelly and Pukulani wants to know, what NBA player was nicknamed the Black Mamba? No, it's too late for phone calls, guys.
It's also Blando. Black Mamba, NBA player.
Shane, you want to give it to him? Let's see.
You say this when
it.
You shoot into a trash can.
Kobe.
Yeah, very good. And you didn't get all three, but you did get 2 out of 3. And you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says?
Plus 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. We'll check you out 24 hours a day at biscuitwars.com. Vince and I are going to go to Europe, baby.
Yeah, so we'll be gone we'll next you. Week, but the following week we should be back. For
that's
biscuits
right,
and gravy.
And then almost in time for our 420 spectacular, baby.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to go. And for me to you, aloha! Boop, 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 boop.